Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
My name is Annie Mwangi. I'm born again this morning. I've been a member of this church for a very, very long time, and also a member of the Women's Guild. I think this is not my first time to stand here, but I thank God for this very moment that he has given me to share his word. As we have this day, we are calling Tumaini Awareness Sunday. I have a passion for Tumaini from its inception, and so I love talking about Tumaini. Anytime there is something to do with Tumaini, it really touches my heart. We had two very special readings this morning. The first one is from Psalm 127, and that psalm is read a lot during weddings. I remember for my wedding, it was not only read, it was sung. And it's one of my favorite psalms. But the part I like, because the theme for this week, for this day that was chosen by the board, was that children are a heritage from the Lord. And so I love the verse 3 that says, children are from the Good News Bible. It says, children are a gift from the Lord. They are a real blessing. And I believe all of us, our children at one point or the other, when we see the little children here, when we are called to serve in the children ministry, many a times we forget that we were that young, or we were at that age at one time or the other. And so when we think about children being a heritage or a blessing, as the word I read here, that we are a blessing. Children are a blessing because even us, you know, most of us have our parents still living. And so we are a blessing, or we are a heritage given by the Lord. As we think about our home in Tumaini, or as we think about the children we have, because there is no difference between those children that we are taking care of and the children we have in our homes, the children who came to the front here. And I thank God that on the other side, the children were coming to participate in the service. It is important, you know, to ask ourselves, are these children that God has given to us a liability, or are they a blessing? You know, when we are expecting the first child, those who have children, we are always so excited. You know, we are expecting our first child. Those of us who have children, the first child is always a big blessing. When the second one comes, we start, you know, going down, especially when they come before a year is over. And you start wondering, where will the help for this child come from? And you know, every child comes with their blessing. And as our children grow up and they, you know, go to school, they finish school, you know, they go to university, they go to work, we think, oh, now it's over. So all the money that I've been using for my children, now I use it for myself. I'll be able to go for holidays. I'll be able to live well. But imagine those of you who have small children, you are thinking of that. When those children grow up and go on their own, they go with that money that you are using to take care of them. You wonder what happened. Because children are a blessing, and every child that comes our way comes with special blessings. And when they go to start their own homes, they go with those, whatever you had put aside for them. So children are a reward from God. And when he gives us these children, he gives us an opportunity to work with him. You know, these children belong to him. So he gives us an opportunity to work with him, to shape their future, for the future of this country and for the families that they belong to and the world at large. Those of us who are children, we were nurtured by our parents. They took us to school. They took us to college. You know, we were able to start work at certain time, either a teacher, a doctor, a businessman. But as we worked, many a times we think, I am doing this for my family. I want my family to live well. I want my family to eat well. I want my family to enjoy what I am working for. But think of the people you impact with that gift that God has given you, because your parents took you as a heritage, as a blessing, so that you can go out there to bless other people. As a teacher, all of us have been impacted by teachers in one way or the other. We went to school when you didn't even know how A looks like. You went to school when you didn't know what one looks like. Maybe as a little one, you could say 1, 2, 3, but it didn't make sense. But you went to school, and teachers like Ian Mbogwa and Mr. Gasheshe here and all the other teachers who are here, you came out, and you are a professor, and you know it all. We need to give a big clap for our teachers. Let's give a clap to those teachers. Because they were taken as a blessing by their parents. All of us have been to a doctor at one time or the other. And if you have enjoyed good health, when you came into this world, the first person who saw you was a doctor. And we want to thank God for doctors. Any doctors in the house? Thank you very much. Let's give a big clap for the doctors. They did not keep this blessing to themselves. They have impacted us in one way or the other. Business people in this place, all kinds of things that we do not do it just for ourselves, because we are not in this world for ourselves. God has brought us here into this world for a reason. And that is why we say, even that child you are taking care of, even that little blessing that God has given you, he's using you to make use of that gift that that child has, so that when that child grows up, he will be of big use in this country. And you as parents, you have been called by God not to feel that this child is a liability. Even if you got 10 of them, each one of them is a blessing. I've worked with parents who have had children or babies that are challenged in one way or the other. And what I really admire about these parents is how they feel, you know, about this child. They are so protective, and I think you agree with me. If you find a family that has got maybe 5 children who are okay, and then there is one child who is differently, challenged, that child is very, very special too, because they bring out the love, you know, in these parents. Love that is so special, because they take this child also as a special gift from the Lord. For those who are bringing these children up now, you know, I know sometimes, you know, you wonder what you are going to do because of the things that are happening in our country or that are happening around us. When you leave your child in the house, you think your child is very, very safe. You think your child is, you know, in the morning you pray with that child. When you come in the evening, you pray for that child. But when you leave that child in the house, there are visitors who come into your home to influence your child. In our second reading, we read that Jesus was growing up in the right environment. He grew up in the temple, and he was discussing things, you know, about God. He was influenced in a positive way. But our homes that are so safe, we have gates, we have padlocks that, you know, we lock and say our children are very, very safe. But we were reminded of some time ago when my grandchild was being baptized that we have different type of guests. We do not invite them, But they come to our home from morning up to the evening. And that is one of them come through our televisions. What do our children watch even when you are not there? We have house helps and they are very, very helpful to us. But do you know what they watch when we are not there? All the soaps that come from all over the world. So you invite Spaniards in your home. They come and influence your children. You invite Nigerians in your home. We don't know what they are, you know, showing. You invite all kinds of comedians from all over in our homes. And they influence our children. From morning till evening, when we are very, very busy in our offices. We have our neighbors. And you may think that our children are very safe because the only person who is influencing them, I have brought in a born-again Christian as my home manager. You know, I know all is well. For the last about 2 years now, I've retired from whatever I was doing. And so I spend a lot of time at home. And anytime I walk around, including my grandchild when she's in my home, I see them walk out with my house girl. We are just taking a walk. When you find out where they are standing at the gate talking to the watchman. They are talking to every other neighbor, you know, in the house, within the estate. And so these are people who will influence our children. You do not invite these visitors, so you cannot say that they are only people who come into your house that will influence your children. So all these people, the language they speak will influence these children. The visitors who come to your house, you know, uncles, aunties, they'll come even when you are not in. And it is very, very unfortunate that most of the cases we hear about rape and so forth, that happen, they happen from our own relatives and people that our children trust. How are we going to protect this very special heritage, this very special gift that God has given to us? As I said from that reading, we said Jesus spent most of his time in the temple. I'm not saying that we shall be bringing our children here when we go to church. I mean, when we go to work. And we say that we have left our children in the temple, so that is where they will be well influenced. We know even in church, there have been issues where our children have been attacked, where our children have been abused. The best place to leave our children is in the feet, under the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ. When it comes to holiday camps that happen a lot, which kind of camps do you choose? Our children will come and tell us that our friends are going for this camp. You do not even try to find out what is being taught there. You do not try to find out who is going to talk to these children. You just take your child because the other children from his school are going to that camp. What influence will that camp have on your child? I want to thank God for our church. I've been a Presbyterian, mini Presbyterian Damus. I've never been to other church, although at one time, you know, I went to the Anglican church because I got married to an Anglican, but I thank God I was able to bring him to the Presbyterian church, and he ended up becoming a Presbyterian elder. I've been a Presbyterian, but I thank God for PCA St. Andrews. And many a times people talk very badly about St. Andrews. You go out there and you find people have very negative things to say. And I pray that we do not stand there and join others in talking ill about St. Andrews. I thank God about for St. Andrew's because every holiday you hear there is something interesting for the children. Can we bring our children here where they will be taught the things of God so that even when they go out there, even when they go for sleepovers, you know, with their friends, they will not be influenced by negative things. Jesus was influenced positively because he spent most of his time in the temple, even at that very early age. So let us take our responsibility seriously because they are a gift that God has given to us. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 18 to 21, we see that as parents we have this big responsibility. You know, to bring up our children in an environment of love, of peace, of unity, of fairness, and of encouragement. Because what they see at home, you know, if they see, you know, people who love one another, if they see a home that has peace, if they see a home that everyone, even the weak one, is encouraged, that is the way they'll grow up. And that is the challenge that we have as parents. Even as we discipline our children, because one of the problems we have today is because our children are talking about children's rights, that you cannot spank your child. But I think that is a lot of, let me see, I think it's a lot of rubbish. Because my child is my child, I need to discipline my child. You know, if I have to go to court because of disciplining my child, please, young parents, do not hesitate to discipline your child. I know a friend, you know, they've lived in the U.S. for a long, long time. He was a member of this church for a long time, and then they settled in the U.S. He went to the U.S. when the children were very small. And the children started talking about children's rights, so they could not be spanked. But you know what he did? He, you know, in their home they had a basement, and that basement is where they got their human rights Kenyan style, and that is real spanking. And he would beat them up. So every time any of them heard that they are going to be taken to the basement, they knew what was going to happen. So it doesn't matter what a child says. If you want your child to grow up being favored by man, by God, and by the society, you have to discipline them, but discipline them in the right way. And let the child know why you are disciplining them. Don't just beat them because you have to. Explain to them, because they are also going to ask you why. You know, I find that when I have to spank my four-year-old grandchild, she asks me why, and I have to explain. For us, if you asked why when you are growing up, the more you would be beaten up. Ours was not just spanking, it was beating up ruthlessly. But we thank God that that is why we are who we are today. Today is Tumaini Awareness Sunday. And God has rewarded us with 53 children. The other day I was telling the current Tumaini board chair that they have forgotten about family planning. Because last year at a time like this, we had only 25 children. And we have had 25 children for a long time. And we used to have excuses that we cannot accommodate more, you know, or will not afford to bring up, to take care of more children. But within, I think, a month, we got from 25 to 53. Is there family planning there? No. But what is going to happen, as I said in the beginning, every child comes with a blessing. We have had children who have exited the home because when they turn 18, they have to leave the home. Some of them are working now, and we want to thank God for that. Others are in college, as we were told. But all these children who have joined us, we are trusting God that he's going to provide everything. I went to visit the children 2 weeks ago. And those children, some of them have come from very, very remote areas in the Maasai land. very, very remote. Most of them cannot even speak much Kiswahili. But you'll be surprised because of the love, the care that they are given. Within a very short time, there will be a big, big change. The Tumaini is giving them spiritual care, education, medical, all their needs. And I want to challenge us. God is calling each one of us. If our children are a heritage, if children are a blessing, can we all of us say those children at Tumaini and also at Hawa, I know at some point Hawa will also come and talk about the children, but we all belong to St. Andrews. Those children belong to you and they belong to me. And it is our responsibility to give ourselves. You may not be able to go to Tumaini, but I believe you have clothes for children who are over 4 years, who have outgrown, about 4 years and above, who have outgrown their clothes. I believe you can go to a shop and buy something and you can bring it to the church and say, this is for Tumaini. I don't think it's too hard to buy a bundle of unga, bring it to the church and say, this is for Tumaini or this is for Hawa. Because that is the way we shall be used by the Lord to nurture those children who are a heritage, who are a gift to us. I don't think it is too hard to say, I will support this one child in their education. And if God has blessed you, you can join the Tumaini team. And I think we were given the number for the manager. We have the Women's Guild members who have the headscarf here. You can approach any one of them and ask, how can I be part of bringing up these children? How can I be part of educating one child, maybe from class 1 to class 7, or class 8, or from form 1 to form 4, or whatever. It does not have to be in full. You can do it in part. And if you do that, then you will join with God in what we said. He has given us children, and he uses you and he uses me to nurture these children that they can impact, you know, the society. They can impact the world at large. We have one child from Tumaini who went to study in the U.S. We have others who are working. One of them who we had no hope. You know, one of those children who do not catch anything even in class. She's now teaching in a nursery school near the home. And we thank God because we helped that child so that she can also impact other children. So a challenge to you all this morning. Are we going to join the church in bringing up these children, the children that God has given us who belong to our own home, who are a heritage, the children who come to Tumaini, who have no hope, their hope is in you people, that you are going to participate in making a difference in these children's lives. And if you do that, God is going to bless you mightily. He has blessed you this far, and he's going to continue blessing you because he's a good God. We want to thank God for this far. He has brought the Tumaini. We'll be celebrating 20 years in December this year, and we want to thank God for he has been faithful. Those children have never lacked anything. Even when the kitty goes down, God just comes through for us and we see the children fed well. They go to school. None of them had been sent away from school. None of them has missed going to hospital because we didn't have funds. God has just come through for us because he is a God who cares for us. And we want to thank him for this far he has brought us. So even as we arise and shine this year, let us arise and shine as we support the less privileged children. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Praise God. Let's give our sister, Mrs. Ann, a hand. That is wonderful. God has called us to love. And this work is a work of love. Thank you so much. I didn't know you influenced Elder Mwangi Sammy from the Anglican to the PCA. I think we need more people like you around. Glory to God. Thank you so much. We want to have a moment of prayer as we do every Sunday, so I request us to stand up. And even as you do that, it was a hard week for us, and one of us, permitted to say this, had a miscarriage. So painful. And we want to pray for that person. And if you need prayer of any kind as we do the song, please come. We believe in prayer. We believe in miracles. God is still doing it. Why don't you trust Him? You came with a burden. Why go away with it? Whereas help is available. As we do it, please come to the glory of God. Amen.
You are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh.
Yes. Yes, we are.
You are Yahweh.
church, let us sing. You are Yahweh.
You are Yahweh.
Yes, you are.
We lift your name on high.